Once again, thousands of well-wishers lined the streets, cheering and waving as Pope Benedict passed by, waving and smiling in return. On arriving at the church, the Holy Father took several minutes to shake hands and greet people in the crowd, even kissing infants affectionately on the forehead as the mothers of the children held them in their outstretched arms. Legend has it that the conversion of Bavaria began on the site where the Church of Our Lady now stands. The oldest extant mention of a church structure in the spot where the church now stands dates back to 875 AD. The current structure goes back to the 18th century and is decorated in Rococo style with bright white walls and brilliant gold leaf adorning the molding and ceiling. The Holy Father had come to the church to bless its new organ, for which a philanthropic organization agreed to pay entirely on condition that the new instrument be donated to and named after the Pope.
Eine neue Orgel, die in dieser Stunde gesegnet und so feierlich ihrem Zweck der Verherrlichung Gottes und der Auferbauung des Glaubens übergeben wird.
In remarks before the blessing of the organ, Pope Benedict recalled the teaching of the conciliar document on the liturgy, Sacrosanctum Concilium, which says the combination of sacred music and words forms an integral part of the solemn liturgy. Pope Benedict continued to say the organ's great range makes it an instrument capable of expressing all the experiences of human life, and that the organ reminds us of the immensity and magnificence of God.
Wie alle gute Musik über das Menschliche hinaus auf das Göttliche hin.
Pope Benedict blessed the organ, and the organist began to play the strains of Bach's Toccata in D minor. Pope Benedict also paused for a few minutes' prayer before the miraculous image of the Madonna with Child, which, according to local legend, was realized by St. Luke the Evangelist himself. The image was given to Henry II of Bavaria by Pope Benedict VIII and is kept above the altar of a side chapel in the church in a magnificent gold and silver frame. After the ceremony and prayer, Pope Benedict went to his brother's house for lunch and a rest. On the Holy Father's afternoon schedule was a visit with his brother to the cemetery in Zeigetsdorf, where his father, mother, and sister are buried. Until his election to the See of Peter in April 2005, Pope Benedict would come each year on All Saints' Day to pray at their gravesides. The cemetery is near the town of Pentling, where the Holy Father has kept a house since his teaching days at Regensburg, and to which he had hoped to return after retiring from Vatican service, though, as the Pope noted during his visit, his master had other plans for him. The Holy Father still owns his house in Pentling, though, and it was there he went to dine and spend time with his brother after their visit to the cemetery. Georg, apostolic protonotary and elder brother of the successor to Peter, gets little time these days to see his younger sibling with whom he was ordained to the priesthood on the 29th of June, 1951. The prelate recently expressed his gratitude at being able to spend time with his brother. Asked whether he would have liked more than a single day's visit, the apostolic protonotary responded philosophically, saying, "It's actually just half a day. I wish there was more," he said, "but a visit is an enormously expensive matter with so many people taking part, and the resulting costs. Every second," said Georg Ratzinger, "is valuable." From Bavaria, I'm Chris Altieri.